This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You're funny, man. You really are.
Yo, don't like ruin it by saying that.
That's really funny, I think.
What do I do, man?
Y'all, you do. Y'all do you.
Did it just stop?
It didn't just stop, but it did end eventually.
Abruptly?
Yes, I would say it didn't fade out.
Cool. Anyway, we're here. Just adding to my Snapchat the end to the Birdspiracy 2K16.
What are you talking about?
I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
I'm just going to pose a little peace sign.
Uh-huh.
There we go.
All right.
So... during the big game.
There was a big game today.
Yeah.
We're recording this after the Super Bowl.
So during the Super Bowl, there was a bird on our house.
Was it a bird of prey?
I don't believe so, but I guess I don't know very much about this bird species.
So pray tell about this bird.
So I was Snapchatting the bird, and I was asking folks what kind of bird they thought it was. This is actually the second... time I've used Snapchat to figure out
a bird
species. I use it for mostly ornithology.
Yeah,
is what I use.
So instead of taking a picture and then looking it up later, what you'll do is Snapchat it and then have other people figure it out for you.
Yeah, and the votes are in. Very many for blue heron.
A blue heron.
Some for gray heron, but and a lot of just plain old herons.
Yeah.
Which is one, I thought it was either a heron or a crane.
Which is funny because my favorite Mad Men character is Heron Crane.
Oh,
yeah,
that is cool.
Played by Rich Summer.
Yeah, then there was a couple people calling it a vulture.
Yeah.
That was,
Somebody guessed lobster, which is way off.
Someone a couple said a people pterodactyl. Said,
yeah, bird.
Someone just called me a homo for liking birds in the first place.
Yeah. A blue like, homo.
That's a bit homophobic, actually.
Yeah, which you didn't agree with. Yeah.
I'm just updating my Snapchat to let everybody know.
Got it. That song, we should say, was written by an artist or a band, and they're called Clear Pioneer. And you can find them on Facebook and Snapchat. Sorry, Facebook and SoundCloud. You've poisoned my mind with this.
Follow me on Snapchat, Jake Duman 85.
And follow Dave Rosenberg, Davey Rosie.
Oh, he'd be so mad.
It's Dave Rosie?
It's Dave Rosie, not Davey. He texted me last time I shouted it out. I was like...
Is it worse to say it incorrectly, or is it worse to not say anything at all?
I don't know. I think it's not great to say it. I think if you say it incorrectly, you might as well not say anything at all. Because like you can't add... Snapchat, you can't add them if they
spell the name wrong. There's no did you mean.
Yeah.
Really quickly, we did have a bet for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Third year in a row. First year, I had Denver, you had Seattle. Seattle won. That was the first inaugural billboard bet.
Right.
The loser had to get a billboard with whatever the winner decided. You put up a billboard in Los Feliz in L.A. near where we live of me on Tinder saying, hipsters of Los Feliz, swipe me on Tinder.
Yeah, and that was a lot of fun.
Second year, I wanted to be vindicated. I took Seattle. I was like, all right, I didn't take Seattle the first year. I'll take Seattle next year.
Yeah.
You took New England. New England won.
Right. In a very stunning fashion, I might add.
They intercepted it at the goal line to win, miraculously.
Yeah.
That billboard never went up. We kept waiting for billboard prices in LA to go down to a reasonable rate.
And it's like an inflated grand. Market.
Yeah. You didn't want to spend the price of a car on a billboard.
Just to tell everybody that you were horny or something.
Yeah.
Not quite worth it.
This year, I took, after a lot of soul searching, I took Denver.
Yeah.
Denver.
And I didn't want to give you the spread either.
That's right. I said, you know what? 6-point underdogs, we don't need it. I'm going to take up Denver because, one, I've tried taking the favorite. It didn't work. Two, I've tried taking Denver before. It didn't work. Three, I'm just going to choose the team with the best defense and hope for the best.
Right.
Finally got to turn my luck around. Denver not only won, but they won pretty convincingly.
Yeah,
Wasn't even close.
It was a sad showing.
Yeah. They made the Panthers look like a joke.
You really do have to bet on the defense. For some reason, I just imagined the entire Denver team was as old as Peyton Manning.
Yeah, you just
and I forgot that they weren't
so
all
old.
Peyton.
He's so old and bad.
He's so frail. He's so thin.
Yeah, you can see his stomach padding come out like his ribs are protruding.
He looks like a toddler. He looks like a underweight toddler.
Yeah, they should have just strutted out Papa John himself to play quarterback. Couldn't have done a lot worse than Peyton Manning. Fortunately, Von Miller and the rest of the Broncos D just dominated.
Yeah, they just couldn't take them down.
They destroyed. So, this is the idea. We found billboards, not in L.A.
Yeah. What website did you... Lamar?
Yeah, we found there are billboards. It turns out there's billboards in other cities.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, if we get rural enough, are affordable again.
Yeah, so we're just going to buy a random billboard in like Michigan.
Yeah, I think it would be cool if we did one in Denver and one near Denver, one near North Carolina.
Oh yeah.
Someplace where it's up to our fans to find them and get them and take a photo because we're not going to be close to them.
Right.
But since you owe me one, I owe you one, maybe we can do two billboards, dueling billboards, one across from the other on a rural highway somewhere. That would be ideal.
That sounds really nice. Yeah.
Or an electronic billboard that keeps switching back and forth.
That would be dope. That's probably expensive, though.
Or what about like the non-electronic billboards, the one that are like triangles and they rotate?
Yeah.
So it'll be like... Jake is a small penised man, and then the next one is like Amir's
Jake is a big penised man.
Yeah.
Because that's what I would.
And then
that's going to be my billboard.
it's not going to be anti me. It's just going to be pro you.
Yeah, it's just going to. It just needs to counteract whatever whatever slander, whatever libel you can spin my way.
And then the third one is just going to be a Lululemon ad because we didn't buy the third one,
right?
So it'll be like Lululemon. Jake is a small dick. Jake is an average dick.
I just want the record to be set straight.
Yeah.
Not one for hyperbole.
Or we just go pro each other. Amir is a big dick. Jake is a big dick. Also North Face.
Yeah.
The third one.
And that's a great company.
We'll find something. It's going to be easy. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, we're going to do it this year. Let's make that pact.
I'm just glad to finally have won one. Got the Schneid, the monkey off my back.
Yeah, man. I really wanted to create that dynasty.
Yeah, three in a row.
Can you imagine?
You know how hard it is to win three Super Bowls
in
a row?
I mean, next year is basically a toss-up now, too. Because like then we could be tied next year.
Yeah, and then
like,
what?
It would have been great to just be up 3-0.
Yeah, that
like,
means you...
That's basically an insurmountable lead.
It would take me at least 3 years just to
And we're
tie
not even
going to
be friends for another 3 years.
No, absolutely not. After you see the billboard that I write, it's going to be vitriol.
Hate speech about your mother.
Yeah, it's going to be...
You understand
deep,
that.
Deep, dark secrets that you wish were never out are going to be broadcast
Fair.
To Jacksonville, North Carolina, wherever that is. Yeah, I don't know. It was a fun game if you were rooting for the Broncos. Otherwise, it was just sort of a low-scoring, sad affair.
Mm-hmm.
So what is this podcast? Basically, Jake and I make bets every year, and then for 51 weeks, we don't really mention it, and then on the last week of the year, we do. And in addition to that, this is an advice podcast. It's called If I Were You. It's actually the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
We are getting real emails from real people. They need our advice. And it's not always about football, though a lot of the times it should be, because we clearly know what we're talking about.
Yeah, dude.
And sometimes we sift through these emails. It's ifireyoushow@gmail.com. And we come up with the best four questions or so to answer. Since we were watching football all day, we didn't get to do that.
Right.
So what we're going to do is we did this game a couple weeks ago.
Oh, the Game Boy. I never forget the voice.
Is he returned?
I am the Game Boy.
He's
That's
back.
It, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, dude.
The Game Boy.
The Game Boy is back. And the way the game works is that since all our emails are in a Gmail, you're just going to give me a word to search. I'm going to search it, and then I'm just going to read an email at random to try to answer people's advice. Perhaps emails that we wouldn't have got to otherwise.
Right, exactly.
So it's a shot in the dark, but sometimes it's better than nothing. So yep. Do you have a word for me to search in this Gmail?
I've got one. Ponzi scheme.
That's actually two words.
Yeah. So maybe you just do Ponzi.
Oh my God. How many times is the word Ponzi not followed by scheme?
Yeah, that's what I'm banking on.
Yeah. I'll search Ponzi triangle and maybe somebody did a typo. There's no Ponzi.
No Ponzi.
15,000 emails, not one Ponzi.
All right.
No one has been. Scheme is actually a pretty funny word to search.
Yeah, scheme's pretty good.
Scheme.
I really wanted that specific scheme.
Yeah. I'll search non-Ponzi schemes.
Oh.
Oh, there's not a lot. No, there's a good amount of schemes. Should I choose one at random?
Yeah. Well, what's the number? 1 through 50?
Yeah.
I'll go 22.
All right. I'm just going to guesstimate.
Wow. A lot of effort over there, huh?
All right. I got one.
Okay.
This one is written by, we'll call him Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP.
Course.
So this doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things.
Nice.
But in front of girls, I'm really funny. Like by the end of the night, they tell me that I'm the funniest kid they've ever met, but I'm never able to close the deal. Never. How can I use this quote unquote talent, which is pretty useless at this point, to pick up girls? The finale was great, by the way. I swear when my dad saw me watching and he got mad at me and my dad freaking moved. So this was written a year ago when we stopped making Jake and Amir. Yeah, when we stopped making videos.
That was a good Jake and Amir bit, though.
When my dad kept moving.
Every time he's disappointed you, he moves.
Why did he have to do it more than once? He could have just moved once. He moved out of my life.
Well, you always move with him.
Oh, it's follow him?
I think...
It's like I'm living in LA with my dad, and then he moves to Buffalo, and then he got disappointed, and then he moved again. He's already
there was
in
one time that you were booed during the talent show, and your dad is like, "All right, we're uprooting the family. You embarrassed us. You stained the family name yet again."
Oh, so in your mind, we all move.
Yeah, it's like, "All right, we're moving," and then you get kicked out of school, and your dad is like, "All right, we've soiled our good name in this town as well.
Yeah,
round it up. We're moving."
He should just move without me. So how can he... I like that this guy says this skill is completely useless at this point because I'm not using it to fuck.
Yeah.
So what's the point of being funny if you're not getting fucked?
Trust me, you can definitely use being funny to have sex. But it's one of those things where you... It's not really a closer for that night.
Oh, it's more of a long game.
Yeah, you're funny... And people want to hang out with you, and then they get to know you. You're funny, you're nice, you're cool, you're not super thirsty, which right now he is, which is why my advice is to care a little bit less about sex and care mostly about just making people laugh.
Oh, so you set it up. You're sowing the seeds.
And then if people think you're funny and they want to hang out with you all the time, eventually they'll want to have sex with you.
Girls say that a lot as the, what's the one thing you're looking for in a guy? And then a lot of it is like a sense of humor.
Yeah,
but doesn't it seem like it's better to be hot and unfunny?
I think there's it's probably the best to be hot and funny.
Yeah, that would be obviously the ultimate.
And then second to that It's really a toss-up. Hot and not funny.
Would you rather be funny and ugly or hot and unfunny?
I would way rather be hot and ugly. Unfunny. But
hot,
I don't know if
you can't be hot and ugly.
Oh, sorry. I would way rather be hot and not funny.
Hot and ugly. our new sitcom on CBS. That's what the billboards
Laurel
are for.
Laurel and Hardy, but the new, like, we stripped away everything. Hot and ugly.
Yeah.
But just because I would rather be that doesn't mean that, like, that's what people prefer.
It is funny to think that some people are not funny. So I've only had conversations where I thought at least one of the people was funny, and that's me.
Right.
It's like, oh, I just had this really dry conversation. I tried to make it funny, but the other guy didn't. But there exists, and I've never seen it, because when am I ever just voyeuristically eavesdropping on right. two unfunny people
just talking about
or in a relationship what? An unfunny guy and an unfunny girl going through life never joking,
yeah, just like being doctors or something.
Yeah, they just go to, they are a doctor, that's right, a serious doctor and a serious garbage man.
Yeah,
that's right. The girl is the doctor. Did I just blow your sexist mind? Oh, how can that possibly be?
Oh, wow. A girl can't be a garbage man?
That's right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, she can only yeah. be a garbage person.
Oh,
and
wow.
I actually think all girls
wow,
are garbage.
Wow, that's actually a little...
People.
You're mansplaining
I'm
sanitation workers to me.
Yeah, you're garbage mansplaining this to me. Two unfunny people having a relationship where weeks go by without jokes. That's yeah. possible, right?
I would imagine unfunny people have jokes that they think are funny. And
oh, and
not.
Then we just disagree.
Like, they have to
but
laugh.
But there are
and
some
smile.
People who are serious.
All the time. Yeah, that's true.
So two serious people just going through life, and then like once a year they'll see a comedy show and laugh. And it'll all come out of them like,
it's good to laugh, isn't it, honey?
Oh, because it's using part of their throat that they've never used before.
Get me out of here. It's so small.
Oh, I got to go home and watch CSI. What were we talking about?
How could this guy use being funny, which is useless to him, because right now people just enjoy
come.
His company.
Yeah,
but he's not
point?
Fucking them.
What am I supposed to go home and jerk off to the laughs? That's not good. It seems as though, sir, girls do like, ladies do like, women do like a sense of humor.
Yeah,
it's obviously not a be all end all. That's not going to be like, oh, you're terrible in every other way, but funny, so that's good.
Right.
It's a good, at the very least, a tiebreaker. If a guy, like most people, I wouldn't say most people, but some people, let's say 40% of people are average mm-hmm. on a spectrum between 30th to 70th percentile. Some of them are slightly below,
oh,
some of them
Christ.
Are slightly above. But they're
why?
Not super hot or super
what's
ugly.
The percentages?
Most people are not super hot or super ugly.
Okay, follow.
So if you're like in that average range, It comes down to tiebreakers. What else do you got?
Mm-hmm.
Some people are successful. Some people are confident. Some people are funny.
Right.
And I actually think confidence is more important than humor, but they do sort of go hand in hand. It's hard to be funny and then super unconfident.
Right, right.
Because
right.
a lot of
well,
comedy,
that happens. There's like lots of really funny people that are afraid to make jokes and they just like say them under their breath.
Yeah, or
and like they have to like take a long
comedians.
Yeah, they take a long time to like come out of their shells and then like, oh wow, that guy's really funny when you get to know him. You wouldn't think that at first because
yeah.
he's so quiet.
Yeah.
There are things like having really great hair and like being tall and
yeah.
broad shouldered
oh, that's
that
good.
Like get you laid like
instantly.
Like a little quicker.
Yeah.
Like the kind of like someone could tap your shoulder at the bar and be like, you're hot.
Oh, that's good.
But like nobody's going to tap your shoulder at the bar and be like, you're funny.
Well, my girlfriends all noticed how funny you were across the bar.
Yeah.
We overheard a joke you said and it was so fucking
but I
funny.
Think as long as you're not like, just don't be too impatient.
Holy shit. Did you see that guy who just walked in here?
He's so
dude,
funny.
He's so fucking funny. Oh my God. I don't think I've ever seen someone that funny in real life.
Did you see the way he ordered the drink and, yeah. then he slipped out a banana peel? Look at that hot ass funny guy. He's holding a rubber chicken.
It's a clown drinking alone at a bar. Holy shit. Is that Ronald McDonald? Although Ronald McDonald wasn't funny. He was just a clown.
But he was tall and he was hot.
Ronald McDonald was tall and hot. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I forgot that he was hot. That's my Ronald.
Mm-hmm.
My one and only Ronald. That's my Ronald. Mick Hot.
I think we know the next word we're searching.
Hell yeah.
Ronald McDonald.
Should we?
I guess it'd be fun to see if anybody's ever
written about that. Hi, I have a pretty weird question. Stay with me here.
What if it's just Ronald McDonald wrote us an email once?
Wow, there's two questions. Oh, wow, there's only one that has Ronald and McDonald back to back.
Let's read it.
It's perfect. The beginning is perfect.
Wow. Go ahead. We answered this guy's question, right? Chill out.
Yeah. It'll happen.
Yeah. We love you.
It's a lady who we'll call Cam. No, we already did this one.
Yeah.
Female name.
Oh, Lady Gaga sang the anthem.
That's good. That's good. Lady Gaga. For Halloween, I dressed up as Ronald McDonald. Nice. By wearing a red wig and carrying around a cheeseburger all night. I don't know if Ronald McDonald carried a cheeseburger.
It was the Hamburglar.
Yeah, a sexy Hamburglar is what she should have been. I went to a party in the city and really hit it off with a nice girl, getting her number at the end of the night. A week later, I called her up and told her who I was, and she was flabbergasted that I was a man. Turns out this guy is a man.
All right.
Okay, let's rethink that. So a guy writes, dressed up as Ronald McDonald, talked it off, chatted with a girl, called her, and she was flabbergasted that he was a man, which is kind of confusing because Ronald McDonald's a man. I guess I have feminine features. So when she saw a red wig and cheeseburger, she thought I was Wendy. Now she wants to go on a date, but I'm pretty disturbed that she thought I was a female for the whole night. Should I tap that or pass that?
Huh.
It's really funny. The reason I got confused about his gender, the question is called gender confusion, is because this guy, I won't say this guy's real name, but it's the equivalent of Benjamin Leslie. And I thought it was like Leslie Benjamin. But he's like, no, my name is Benjamin Leslie, not the other way around.
It's funny that his problem is like people confusing his gender, and then you immediately did that upon reading his email.
Yes, and not only that, but his email address is leslie.ben. So like I assumed it was a woman.
Jeez, this guy is a woman.
I'm convinced of it. She's a fucking Wendy. Okay, so why did the girl's like, oh, I thought you were a female Ronald McDonald.
Now I want to date you.
Yeah, because you're a guy.
So she gave this guy her number because she like wanted just a friend. And then when she found out it was a guy, she was like, cool, I'll go out with you now.
I guess so.
But like, does that make... Okay.
Now but he's still pretty disturbed. Why should he be disturbed? I'm still pretty disturbed that she thought it was a female for the whole night.
I've had things like that happen where like, if people sort of like... It's not like having, it's starting off not even on the wrong foot, but like on sort of like, this girl's negged him in a way. Like she's made fun of his manliness.
Right.
Like, oh, wow, I thought you were a girl. All right, yeah, let's go out. It's like, oh, well, shit.
But now that he, wait, first of all, when did this happen to you?
Nobody thought I was a girl, but like, I think it was a long time ago where I was like hitting on somebody and they thought that I was gay.
Oh, yeah.
And then like, and then, you know, by the time we're going to go out, I'm like, well, I don't know if I want to. I don't even know. It's maybe I am gay.
It's shit, you were right. My name is Ben Leslie, after all. But if it seems like it was a miscommunication or a misunderstanding, right. And he's insulted, but he shouldn't take it out on her. It's not her fault.
Right. You shouldn't be that insulted because you were in a costume.
Yeah, that's true.
So like if it was just you at a bar in a collared shirt and she thought you were a woman, then maybe that's a little weird.
It's pretty funny that but you dress up as Ronald McDonald, everyone calls you Wendy all night. That's a really funny joke. Wendy, I'm not fucking... Oh, God damn it.
I'm a man clown.
Does this look like a Baconator to you, dumbass? It's a quarter pounder with cheese. Now get it right or pay the price.
Shit, it's a Whopper.
You are eating a Frosty, though.
Shut it.
She thought I was Wendy. She wants to go on a date. So when they were hitting it off, she just thought it was like a gal talking to another gal.
Yeah, she thought it was like a friend thing. It'd be really funny if he showed up for the date dressed as Ronald McDonald's.
Yeah, or the Burger King. Oh, are you the Burger Queen?
Or what's the purple guy's name?
Grimace.
Yeah.
That was not a necessary McDonald's character, I don't think.
He was just a big purple raindrop named Grimace.
What was the point of that one?
Why? Grimace is also a negative thing.
So you got the Hamburglar. He steals hamburgers. That's good.
Well, that's not even... Also, that's not great because it's sort of like saying you don't have to pay for McDonald's.
No, but he was considered a bad guy.
Oh, right, because he was stealing the hamburger.
Then there was...
So you assume that McDonald's doesn't have any hamburgers? I don't think so. Then they have really bad
marketing, because why the clown at all?
Yeah. Ronald McDonald, scary clown making food.
Wasn't there a giant hamburglar. Bird woman?
Oh, Big Bird.
No, that's...
And Elmo.
Who was the bird?
Was there a bird?
In McDonald's.
Why couldn't they just fucking pick one? We're going to go with Grimace at the end of the day.
Birdie the early bird. Remember this?
Oh, no.
Vaguely?
Not really.
Oh, shit. You know what? This is the bird from your Snapchat.
Really?
Right?
I really do think it was the great blue heron, but maybe you're right.
Maybe it was the early bird. This one at least makes sense because it's like the early bird catches the hamburger.
Oh, is that like the breakfast spokesperson?
Yeah, maybe so.
That makes sense.
Birdie the early bird.
Okay.
Anyway, we wouldn't read too much into it, right? You don't have to not go out on a date.
Yeah. I think it's like funny enough that it's like going to be kind of nice fodder for the date, especially if you show up looking extra doodly.
Oh, that's good.
So like glue a beard on your face.
Yeah.
Break your nose.
Oh.
Because he said he has like feminine features. So a big bumpy nose.
Yeah.
And like 5 o'clock shadow. If he maybe like... shaves the top of his head so it looks like he's balding a bunch. Well. Like very, very manly.
I never thought of a big bumpy nose as manly. Then again, you have a broken nose.
Yeah,
it's so you're just describing yourself.
It's a strong feature.
A big bumpy nose. We're playing Guess Who again. Is your guy Herman?
Yes.
All right.
Actually, I'm Bernard.
Fucker. I'm Wendy. Was Wendy a Guess Who?
Nothing I can think of.
No, I don't think so. All right, that was Ronald McDonald. Shit. Let's take a quick break. Thank a few more sponsors. And then we'll be back with more questions and answers from the Game Boy.
The Game Boy.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not need.
That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money.
The primary food for the great blue heron is small fish, though it is also known to opportunistically feed on a wide range of shrimp, crabs, aquatic insects, rodents, and other small mammals, amphibians, reptiles, and birds. So it is a bird of prey. You learn something new every day. What did you say?
And welcome back to our podcast. We mostly discuss birds.
Herons locate their food by sight and usually swallow it whole.
So why was it?
They have been known to choke on prey that is too large.
Why was it 15 miles inland, I wonder?
Well, it's, you know, it's not far from a body of water, but also like they're all over North America in the Los Angeles Valley year round.
Oh, there you have it.
So, and in Mexico during the winter, way up North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming in the breeding period, and during migration, there are, you know, they'll fly over the Rockies.
Hey, speaking of flying over the Rockies, we have a show coming up in just over a month.
Because we will be flying over the Rockies.
Well, that's that's true.
Yeah, to Austin, Tejas.
That's right. And I will be eating primarily fish.
Yeah, swallowing it whole.
Yeah, that's right. And if it's too big, I will choke and die on stage.
Of course.
But we're having a HeadGum podcast fest of sorts, where we're having three shows over the course of 2 days. Thursday, March 10th. Friday, March 11th at 3, and then another show Friday at 7. We're going to be there. Our podcast, live show, Twinnovation, Black Man Can't Jump, High and Mighty, Josh's Mind House, This Is Why You're Single, Kevin Porter will be there.
She didn't text back?
She didn't text back. It's too many to name, though, we just did. And all the information and all the tickets still available at ifiwereyoushow.com. We're on our Facebook or Twitter. We're promoting it right now. If you live in or near Austin, highly recommend. Let's fucking road trip there.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you want to?
Yeah, because... Oh, no, not us. But I'm saying if you live in, like, Dallas...
I was so excited. I would have been so fucking down.
I don't want to drive 25 hours.
What about taking a train?
That would actually be a little tedious.
Okay.
Yeah, because that, too, would take a very long time.
Yeah, 14 hours or something like that. No, more than that.
Oh, definitely more. Halfway across the country.
20 hours?
I would say even more than 20 hours.
24 hours.
24 hours on a train. And I bet it's not even one train. We'd have to switch. We'd have to change cars.
They might do like a... Yeah, no, probably, maybe. I looked it up last year.
And?
It was long, but I think it might have been just like one... Maybe it was two trains.
Well, however you get there, it's going to be a fun party. We're going to be at all the shows, performing at one, but hanging out after, before, during. So come on by.
come and chill with us. Buy me a whiskey. I'll buy you one too. Actually, I won't. Yeah, don't hold me on that. That could get very expensive very fast. I also don't want everyone to buy me a whiskey because then I'll get really, really trashed. Yeah. And I want to get really trashed, but over the course of a long evening. So let's just do, you know, we're
maybe
just
I'll start with a cider.
We're going to do friendly shots.
Oh, I'm not,
I'll
shots.
Do, I'm not going to do them all the time, but you know, we'll do one round with a bunch
that's
of folks.
That's good. Yeah.
You know, actually, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm going to buy everyone around, man.
Fuck, man. Everyone line up. This one's on me. Shit, I'm getting drunk just thinking about
it. My card's open. Y'all know my name. What I'm saying?
Nobody's there. This is Wednesday afternoon. You're on a train in the middle of New Mexico. All right. Let's get back to these questions. People who are just desperately seeking our advice. Do you have another... Another.
I come up with two already.
Oh yeah, so I'll come up with one.
All right, yeah, dude. I mean, Christ.
What's a good one? Oh, how about mustard?
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, because today we had I had a hot dog, which is a pretty neat little snack for a football game.
All right.
So on the hot dog, sometimes people put a mustard swirl, and it's sort of. Like a sine wave rotating up and down the wiener. And finally...
I misspelled mustard, okay. and I wrote custard.
I'll take it.
There's two. One's the theme song submission.
Okay, we don't need that.
And the other one, you won the game.
Why?
There's only one email with mustard.
Well, there's also...
The Game Boy.
There was also only one email with Ronald McDonald.
Oh, so I won the game too.
Sounds like a pretty boring game if multiple people can win.
I won first.
So you won. How do you win first and then also we still play?
The winner is second.
Oh, okay.
Everyone wins when the Game Boy plays.
So I don't
we are
like
all
this
winners.
Game. So what's the
you're the winner.
So what's the rule of the one question thing?
Huh?
That's unrelated.
The Game Boy is confused.
The Game Boy is now scared.
Please do not bully the Game Boy.
The Game Boy has night terrors.
The Game Boy didn't grow up with many friends.
He talks like
he
a
weirdo. He played many games by himself.
And everyone was the winner, including the Game Boy.
He doesn't play well with others.
Which is an ironic name for such a Game Boy.
The Game Boy just wants to be liked. All right.
Yeah.
This one comes from whom? It's a man.
A man will name... He didn't get a lot of love this Super Bowl, so why don't we give it up for Greg Olson?
Greg Olson. Sup, bros?
I love that.
To preface, I am a student in uni with a part-time job.
Sounds British.
Here's where the story begins. I was at the bar with guys after work last night, and we met up with my friend's neighbor, let's call her Jess, her friends, and some nurses we had previously met.
Nice, dude.
After last call, we all went back to the nurse's place and got really fucked up there.
Yes, dude.
I spent half the night slow dancing and being a big old fucking tease to Jess.
Oh.
At the end of the night, my friend was trying to get me to go home with her, but I said no because I had lab at 8:30 the next morning.
Smart.
So my bud fucking drove me home at 4 in the morning. I was supposed to get up at 6 for the lab, but I ended up sleeping until 10:30.
Idiot.
Problem is, if you miss a lab, you fail the class, so I needed a doctor's note. I filled up a glass with water and mustard and downed that shit to make me vomit out the beans I ate, whose sole purpose was to look disgusting on the way back up. I then headed to the doctor's and got a note by lying through my teeth. I guess the whole forcing myself to vomit wasn't really necessary.
No, it was not.
Side note, I ended up throwing up for real in the middle of class and in a bus station garbage. So now I have smiley face messages on my phone from Jess. I see Jess often enough at parties, but I really have no interest in her. Should I avoid her? Should I be friendly? Or should I just hit that twat, making everything even more awkward? Thanks, guys. Wait.
See... This is a good example of a question we wouldn't necessarily answer if left to our own devices.
Because it doesn't actually ask us anything.
It's a funny story, and then it just makes a fucking 180-degree U-turn.
Right. Do I hook up with this girl or no, I don't like her? That's the question.
Yeah.
And he just wanted to also share with us what a moron he is for, I guess, giving himself food poisoning when all he needed to do was go to the doctor and lie.
It's a good example of how, when left to your own devices, idiots can convince themselves of anything. So he's like, I need a doctor's note. All right, that's one normal thought. Let me drink mustard water so that I can vomit beans, then go to a doctor.
He ate beans and washed it down with mustard. I'm going to throw up just even fucking recounting what he did. He was also like, he went to bed at like 4 a.m., like, he probably was hungover enough to just throw up.
And I think he was, because he actually threw up
for real. Yeah.
It sounded like he threw up for real either way. One was just induced.
Yeah, he threw up a bunch of times on his way to the doctor. You can just say to the doctor that I threw up and I'm sick.
Yeah, the doctor's never asking for physical evidence.
Right. Well, where's the puke?
Yeah.
I remember, like, did you ever fake sick when you were younger to get out of going to school?
Yeah, I'd be like, I wasn't feeling well.
I did it so often that my parents stopped believing me. So then I started having to fake throw up.
Whoa.
So they would believe me, because they would, but my parents would need to see the evidence. It's not like I needed to like go grab and be like, here's the bowl with throw up. But I would like run to the bathroom in the morning, throw up, and then.
How would you throw up?
I would just like.
Mostly bean mustard. I'll have the beans and the mustard water.
Mixing cereal with Coca-Cola and like putting it in my mouth and then spitting it into the toilet bowl and then being like, Mom, I threw up.
How old were you?
I guess, how old are you when you're in like fourth or fifth grade?
Like nine.
Yeah.
Nine is an age nobody really remembers.
Yeah.
I was nine. What's one thing that happened when you were nine? Not quite 10 and not quite 8. Just when smack dab in the middle. What happened when I was 9?
Can you tell me what grade I was in? Because then I can tell you something.
I just answered that question. That's how we got to 9.
Fourth or fifth.
Yeah.
Well, it's just different things are happening.
Your birthday is in the summer. Mine is like smack dab in the middle of the school year.
So I was 9 in 1994?
Yes.
1994. I graduated sixth grade in 96.
Okay.
So
minus 2 years.
All right.
An entire year of your life was nine, and we're just sitting
here scratching
our heads. Yeah.
I remember a lot of my ninth year, because that was a really great year for me.
Why was nine so good?
I had a teacher that I really liked.
Named?
Mrs. Hayden.
Okay.
And I had my first girlfriend.
At age nine?
Fourth grade, got my first girlfriend.
Wow. Baller.
Yeah. Kissed her on the cheek.
On the cheek?
Yep.
Yeah, the ass cheek.
She tossed my salad.
Oh, my God. Is that when she eats your asshole?
Yeah, yep.
She was a younger chick, right? She was 2.
Come on.
Don't you divide your age in minus 2.5?
Fourth grade was a great year. I actually probably didn't fake sick very much in fourth grade. I think it was maybe more, I think it was like, second and third grade even.
Well, what I'm saying is that like most people at age 9, like, you think you're fooling your parents, but there's no, like, if I'm talking to a 9-year-old, I know when they're lying. Like, I imagine my niece lying to me. I'm like, yeah, you're sick,
right?
All right, like, let's go to the doctor.
I know, like, yeah, I thought I knew how to put on the act. Like, all right, just do Mom, I'm really sick. And like, when I was really sick, you just don't say anything.
Yeah.
And you throw up all the time. That's
which happens
sick.
So rarely.
Yeah. I mean, like, I definitely thought that you could get away with being sick way more often.
Right. Like, because at age 9, you don't know anything. Are people sick once every 2 weeks? Is that average?
Right.
What is average? I don't know what that word even means at my age.
So when I was in second grade, I really hated school.
Second grade?
Yeah. So I really hated school, and I would always ask
what
to go to the
nurse. What is school in that second grade?
I don't like
it's recess and music.
Yeah, I guess I just like missed my mom.
You're
like
playing the tambourine and kickball. How bad?
Just learning how to play the recorder. I'm like, I need to go home.
My mother's
there. I want to be near her.
This isn't good. Don't fucking tell me about an explorer.
Are we all not with our moms today?
This is okay. Sherry, say something. You were sad about
my
it.
My mom just fucking dropped me off, and I'm supposed to hang out with these jokesters. Until what, three?
So if I shit my pants, who's going to wipe my ass? Andy? No, he's also seven.
But I used to always ask to go to the nurse, and I would always try to go home, and the nurse would always just be like, lie down for 20 minutes, and then she'd be like, do you feel better? Like, you have to go back to class, just like, you're not going to go home. Let me know if you're like really sick. And I was like, fuck, you know, and I'd just go back. And then there was one day where I lost my starter jacket. And I was very, very upset about it.
This is not okay.
And I went to the nurse, and like, I didn't even know what to do. Nurse. I just wanted to go home. And I was like, I have a headache. But then I broke down and I started crying.
As soon as
I started crying and saying I wanted, like, that I felt sick, phone call instant. So I like,
it's the
I
worst
learned,
lesson you can teach a kid.
I learned this, like, this secret key to getting home. And then from that moment on,
I would lose my jacket.
Like, so once I cried and they asked me what, like, because they took my temperature, like, what was it? And they figured out, like, my parents and the nurse were like, we think he gets migraines. So as soon as they said that I get migraines, I could fucking just get a migraine whenever I wanted. And
by saying you have one?
Yeah. All I had to do was say I had a migraine. And I never went to school when I had one. Because migraines are this magical thing that, like, does there's no
proof.
There's no, like, yeah.
There's no evidence beyond saying your head hurts.
Like, yeah, that's it.
I would fuck with my kid if they did that. I would say, like, oh, you have a migraine? You know what would help is if we go to the doctor and he gives you the surgery where he sticks a knife in your brain.
Right. Well, my mom used to say, like, oh, we were all gonna go out to dinner tonight, or like, we're all gonna go to the park this week. Like, shit that I wanted to do.
I think I might feel better by then.
Right, well, if I just rest for a little bit.
You playing Game Boy in bed? Soon you became the Game Boy. 7-year-old. We should, when your mom was on the show, we should ask her, like, how much of the stuff that she believed, like,
oh,
the migraines,
true.
The throwing up, where it was just soda and cornflakes in the toilet.
She believed a lot more of it than my dad did.
Yeah,
I bet, like, I mean, that's another layer too. Like, that just must be hard for parents if the kid is like, I'm really sick, and one parent is just like, you're a fucking liar, and the other one's like, no, I really think he's ill.
Well, that's also wrong. It's the risk of being wrong the other way is also, like, kind of like, you don't want to be the parent like, shut up and go to school. It's like, well, Jake was vomiting everywhere, and he said that he was complaining about it at home, and you just
right.
said,
that's like
shut
traumatizing.
Up
Jake threw up on, like, in the middle of gym, like, everybody saw him. They call him Puke Boy now.
No son of mine is a puke boy. He said you didn't believe him. Didn't you see the vomit? Yeah, but he'll sometimes just fucking lie about shit. It's like the boy who cried wolf with him already. What was this guy's question? Oh, yeah. Hit on the girl that hits on you back. Yeah, ask her out or whatever. Dumbass.
I wouldn't do it if he like has no interest in her.
What did he? Oh, because why does he think that she has no interest?
He doesn't like her, but she likes him, and he doesn't know if he should hook up with her. So don't.
Or go on a date, but then, like, chug mustard beans beforehand. Yeah. And then it's like, when you get there, you can fake sickness.
I guess, yeah, just don't, but you probably will. That's what'll happen.
Because maybe he's playing cool. He's like, I don't really like her, but maybe I'll fucking go
out. How long does that really last? Like, oh, this girl wants to hook up with you. Like, oh, no, I'm too cool for that. All right. And then, like, next weekend, you're everybody.
And then you have one drink, and there's nobody there, and you're like, maybe I'll call her this stuff.
Then you're marrying her.
Yeah. As long as you're always drunk while you're doing it. Hammered at your own wedding. You're renewing your vows. Let's answer
puking beans.
Let's answer one more question real quick. Give me one more. Name or word to search.
Okay,
I'll come up with it.
Okay.
Thunder.
Very cool. All right, there's a couple. Oh. Okay. All right. 1, 2. There's not a lot. Okay. How about I give you all the subjects, and then you choose based on that.
Which one has the shortest subject?
Oh, there's one with a star.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Do you want to read the one with a star?
Yeah.
Okay.
That means it was certified pre-approved.
Back in 2013.
Oh, shit. I hope this guy's still alive.
Dear Jake and Amir, it all started summer 2012 when the boy I was crushing on, we needed this person to have a name.
Is it a lady or a boy?
Lady.
Beyonce.
Beyonce. Was crushing on all session, kissed me goodbye, so we came back to camp this past summer. We both knew what was going down.
Oh, hell yeah.
We hooked up the whole summer in that fun, secret, inconspicuous locations camp style. He was so nice and funny during camp, and in the camp play, he was Danny Zuko. So we always joked around that I was Sandy. Needless to say, summer loving had me a blast. We were really sad to say goodbye, but he made sure to bring up next summer and how awesome it'd be if we both came back. So I'd say we were both pretty into each other. When I got home, I struck up a few conversations via text and was kind of disappointed with the result. Now, I am very aware what this sort of relationship is and was not trying to make more of it what it is by texting him happy birthday and expecting a conversation afterwards. The kid just wouldn't text me back on multiple occasions, so I felt mad dumb always starting them, knowing that he'll cut it by not responding. He is my only camp friend that I don't hit up because of this, but I really miss that boy. Was he just nice to me because there was the opportunity of hooking up? Is he a free Thunderbird? And is by no means in a long-distance relationship with me. Sorry. He is a free Thunderbird and is by no means in a long-distance relationship with me. So am I overreacting? Anyway, my best friends from camp are all meeting up for New Year's Eve, and I'm worried that he's lost interest in me completely, or is he just using me in the moments he can? I could really use a guy's perspective on this. Love you guys, Beyonce.
Summer loving, indeed. Summer flings don't mean a thing.
This is exactly what happened in Greece.
There I know, was summer that's what loving, I'm
saying. And then it's like, yeah, it's like, oh, hey, yo, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, Danny! Sam Deal! She's wearing leather now! What a bad message that movie sends. That like
starts fucking her right then.
It's never going to work. And then Sandy wears, and then like it's kind of cute because he shows up wearing a cardigan and she shows up wearing leather. And he's like,
change for each other.
All right, we changed for each other. But now I go back because you changed for me ultimately.
Yeah, you stay the same and I'll change back.
Sandy,
oh, you're wearing a leather chest.
I wonder why.
It seems like if he's not texting back, then he's not as interested.
Yeah, it's kind of lame though, because he like, well, he, you should. I don't even know. He should just text her back. Like she's right. She's not trying to like wife him up or anything, or like be in a long distance relationship. It's just normal to sort of like chat a little bit every once in a while.
He should have been more polite about it,
right?
But don't really it seems like she's more into it than he is.
Yeah, you can't read into it very much if it's like a summer fling. Ripped
at the seams. But
oh no.
Oh, Sandy.
Oh, I'm coming. I got chills, Sandy. They're multiplying.
What was Grease?
You better shape up.
What was Grease 2 about?
I don't know.
It was just Frenchie at beauty school for 4.5 hours taking an exam. It was Kinnicky really boring.
Raising his baby.
But yeah, people like Grease 2.
Did they?
It's like Amanda's favorite movie.
I don't think I ever saw it.
Yeah.
Is John Travolta in it?
No, I don't think anyone's in it.
Nice.
Then again, I don't know anything.
Neither do I. Except for this guy is not into this gal.
Yeah.
And she should ignore him and then also ignore him at camp, because you don't hook up and then ghost and then get to hook up again.
Oh, wow.
You hook up with somebody else at the camp.
Yeah, she should show up to camp dressed like in a leather pants and a tight top.
Arm in arm with Kinnicky.
Holy shit. Tell me about it, stud. What a fucking great move.
Yeah.
So you hook up, or you bring your schoolboy. You get a hi, I'm the schoolboy.
Right.
He's the Game Boy's cousin.
Yeah. Schoolboy. I am the Game Boy. And I am schoolboy. And get this.
What?
Here's what you say when he says, what's up, babe? You
what?
Say, sorry.
What?
Ghosts don't come back to life.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
And then he's ghosted. Like, I actually wrote you every day.
Yeah.
I've been writing you
letters. I have T-Mobile and the service sucks ass.
Really?
Look at all these undelivered iMessages.
All right, schoolboy, get the fuck out of here. I love the
this
ghost.
Other dude's hot.
I'm down to fuck Casper any day of the week. So have some pride. Don't come crawling back to this game, this boy.
Yeah.
And if it's anything like the summer camp that all my friends went to, you're going to be hooking up with literally everybody there.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bacchanalian Jew orgy where you don't even know where one penis
Everyone
ends and the
is
other
just
begins.
Touching each other's genitals at
just,
Jew camp.
Just mashing wet jennies all day. Yeah, wet jennies.
That is the Jews' revenge to Hitler, because they were like, he was like, yeah, you're gonna put us in camps, Hitler. Yeah. And then they go to these, we're like, we're gonna make our own camps where everyone fucks all the time.
Yeah, how's that? I'm gonna get fingered for the first, third, and fifth time. Every odd time I get fingered, it'll be at Jew camp, ass. There's nothing you can do about it, because you blew your brains in a bunker.
Hey, come on. Don't be so hard on the guy.
You're right. It's not nice to speak ill of the dead. All right. That was a solid Super Bowl recap.
Yeah.
In conclusion, the Denver defense did enough to win the game, and it just wasn't Cam's
I really
year.
Thought Cam was unstoppable, but it was not the case.
Did you see his press conference where he wiped his tears by dabbing?
Oh, very sad dab.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I mean, the story, it is a nice story, because this is Peyton's last one, and it was Cam's. Yeah, Cam's going to have another chance.
Yeah, he's a youngin'. There was largest age discrepancy between two starting quarterbacks.
Very cool.
Also largest.
Cam probably had threw for more yards.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, almost double.
Wow.
Largest race discrepancy, too.
Yeah, because Cam is very black and Peyton's very white.
Exactly, yeah. Uh-huh. It doesn't get more white than Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm,
he is a Papa John's pizza.
Yeah.
He is a white pie.
Yes,
that's indeed. Right. That's correct.
He's a State Farm ad.
Yeah, he's a walking Budweiser ad now.
Yeah, wow.
Twice mentioned, he's like, I'm going to sit down, drink Budweiser beer, and I don't know,
he
maybe
said it
retire.
Twice. There was two of them. Did you see that?
Yeah, two post-game interviews that they
where
asked
he said the
he
exact same thing. He's like, I'm going to kiss my wife, drink a bunch of beer. It's amazing.
Drive home completely hammered.
He's like just nailed their message. Like, I'm gonna kiss my wife, hug my kids, drink Budweiser, and thank God.
Ride a fucking Clydesdale all the way back to Omaha. Shit, sorry, my headphones came undone. That's technical difficulties more than anything else. We're still recording.
Sure.
If you have your own questions, your own theme songs, your own anything, send it over to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Cannot stress the fact that we're going to Austin enough.
Yeah, if you haven't already bought a ticket during this episode, we're going to have a fucking straight-up telethon for these shows, so...
It's going to make Jew Camp look like a Mormon festival.
I promise you, I will finger you or jerk you off if you come to this show.
Oh, I wouldn't...
as long as they're of legal age.
What?
It shouldn't be a big
Still
deal.
Still feels like a stretch.
I'll finger or jerk off anybody that comes to the shows.
All right. I just wish we didn't print that on the tickets. That opening theme song was written by, what was that guy's name again? Clear Pioneer. Can you break out your computer? I sent it to you, but now I forget. Good
yep.
Pioneer? Clear Pioneer? I think it's Clear Pioneer.
Let's find out. It is da-da-da-da-da Clear Pioneer.
And the closing one was written by... Oh, wow.
This is why you do it. Closer Street Lamp, Daniel Price. Oh, wait, you just wrote closer in the email.
Yeah.
Street Lamp by Daniel Price.
Street Lamp.
I don't know why it says Street Lamp, man. It just says Daniel Price, actually.
Maybe that's his band name.
Street Lamp, Daniel Price.
Things are falling apart.
Google him.
We gotta end the show. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening, everybody. If I were you, show me the picture of you. Hope they didn't tell you anything to Sophia. I wouldn't really worry, though. Worry, though. Worry, doing a show. Worry, though. After the outro, 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 outro. That was a HeadGum podcast.